about anything, but in everything by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. Thanks for joining us today. This is the Hour of Intercession. I'm Pastor Joseph Barker. Thanks for listening in. We appreciate you tuning in, being a part of our listening and watching family today. We invite you to look with us in the book of Ephesians, Ephesians chapter 6, beginning at verse 10. Again, the book of Ephesians, chapter 6, beginning at verse 10. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand in the evil day, and having done all to stand, stand therefore having girded your waist with truth, having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, with which you will be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, being watchful to this end with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints, and for me, that utterance may be given to me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in chains, that in it I may speak boldly as I ought to speak. Verses 10 through 20, Ephesians chapter 6. Lord, what a blessing, what a privilege, what an honor it is for us to be able to come to you in prayer any and every day of the week, any time of the day, 24 hours a day, knowing that you always, always, always have a listening ear for the prayers of your children. Lord, thank you for the opportunity for us to really be able to take the gift and the weapon of prayer and use it wisely and strategically. More and more, Lord, empower us to be a people that recognize the many things that you do through those that will give themselves to prayer. Empower us and anoint us all afresh with the spirit of prayer, and more empower us to be that people that are continually praying and also reading and filling our hearts and our minds with your word. We thank you and we praise you for that blessing and this opportunity. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Thanks again for listening to the Hour of Intercession. Let me remind you a couple brief announcements as we get started with the broadcast today. Let me remind you of two upcoming events, a Pray and Vote special that will be happening soon, presented by AFA Action. On Tuesday afternoon, November 1st, beginning at 5 Central Time, hosts Tim Wildman, Ed Vitagliano, and Abraham Hamilton III, AFA's public policy analyst. They will be hosting a special called, again, a Pray and Vote special. The guests will be Franklin Graham, Todd Starnes, and others. It will include a time of prayer for the election and for our nation, and also a discussion of the upcoming election. We encourage you to listen in to Pray and Vote on AFR or watch it at afaaction.net. Again, that's at afaaction.net or on AFR. Also, let me remind you of another event. It's going to happen on November 7th, a day of fasting and prayer and fasting, Monday, November 7th. On March 30th, in the year 1863, in the midst of the Civil War, President Abraham Lincoln called for a National Day of Prayer and Fasting, in which he addressed what he called the need for our nation, the need for a national reformation as a whole people. He stated these words, that is President Lincoln, "We have grown in numbers, wealth, and power as no other nation has ever grown, but we have forgotten God." Lincoln said, adding that it was our duty to humble ourselves before the offended power, to confess our national sins, and to pray for clemency and forgiveness. How can we as Americans in 2016 do any less? The American Family Association is joining countless churches, organizations, and individuals in calling for a National Day of Prayer and Fasting. It's time that we, as Christians, the people of God, recognize our need to repent of our own wickedness and cry out to the Lord for forgiveness, that he might heal our broken land. AFA has designated Monday, November 7th, as a day to seek God's face. However you choose to participate, whether you wish to fast one single meal, two meals, all day, that's up to you, but please join us in crying out to God for his mercy. And also, please go to afr.net and sign the pledge and let us know that you wish to participate in this important Spiritual Kingdom event. Again, a day of prayer and fasting on Monday, November 7th. We read from the book of Ephesians chapter 6, and we'll be reading some other passages as well. But today specifically, I want to ask you to focus on the topic of turning your family onto the Word of God. Again, turning your family onto the Word of God. And let me remind you, too, I want to encourage you to be mindful of the importance of not just seeking to disciple your family. It's important for us as believers to remember this. The Great Commission is to every single believer in the whole wide world. We're all called to go into all the world and make disciples. And so specifically in Matthew chapter 28, when the Lord gave us the Great Commission, he was speaking again, obviously, to the disciples that were present, but he was speaking to every other believer that would one day become a disciple as well. Matthew chapter 28, verses 19 and 20 say, "Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. Amen." Let me read those two verses again, Matthew chapter 28, verses 19 and 20. "Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I've commanded you, and lo, I'm with you always, even to the end of the age. Amen." You know, you've heard the phrase probably many times or read it on things you buy from the store that tell you, for best results, follow the instructions of the manufacturer. Well, you know, the Word of God is really a guidebook for life. Now, sometimes you may hear people make a statement somewhere along this line that will say, the problem with life is it doesn't come with a guidebook. Oh, yes, it does. And it's called the precious Word of God, the Bible. And so as believers, we have the privilege of being able to open the Word of God and hear from heaven every single day. So it's important for us as believers to know this is a great privilege, it's a great honor, it's a great opportunity as well. And so today as we look into the Word of God, I want you to grow in your understanding of how valuable it is that you make it one of the highest priorities of your life to get into the Word of God every day, but also help your family to do the same. So I'm speaking to individual men and women, but I'm also speaking to husbands and wives. I'm speaking to dads and moms. I'm speaking to granddads and grandmoms and brothers and sisters as well. It should be your goal to encourage the other members of your family to get into the Word of God as well. You should make that a high priority for yourself and a high priority to encourage each member of your family to get into the Word of God. Now, ask yourself the question, when was the last time I asked the members of my family, what have you been reading in the Word of God today? Or how's your Bible reading coming? When was the last time you asked some of your best friends that same question? When's the last time you asked maybe your cousins or your coworkers that same question? Now, to be quite honest, some believers would say, well, I'd be embarrassed to ask that question. What a tragedy, but that's reality. Many people think, well, that's for really spiritual people to do. No, that's for disciples to do. If you consider yourself a serious disciple, you should be regularly reading the Word of God daily yourself, but you should be encouraging others to do the same. And obviously, it's critical that you're doing it within your own home, within your family. Your goal should be to help be a Holy Spirit instrument to help turn your family on to the Word of God. Basically, a tool whereby the Holy Spirit will reach through you and set your family on fire with the Word of God. Why is that so important? Because remember, God's Word is the key to all of life. It's the key to everything. The Bible is many, many things. Amongst other things, it's like a bottle of grace, and it's as if God asks the question, how much do you want? So you may ask, well, do you mean that if you read the Bible more, it's going to bless your life and encourage you and empower you more? That's exactly what I'm saying, that and a whole lot more. So reading and meditating on the Word of God does many important things for us. Let me remind you of seven ways that we can use the Word of God. Obviously in our own lives, but also, again, for every parent listening, I want to encourage you to make it a high goal to help your children do the same thing. Remember, every day we as believers, we're to read it, hear it, believe it, speak it, obey it, pray it, and meditate on it. Now, those are seven different uses of the Word of God. All of them will bless you. All of them will encourage you. All of them will empower you. None of them are quite the same thing. You can read the Word of God, but not really hear it. You can read the Word of God, but not choose to meditate on it. You can read the Word of God and not pray the Word of God. You can read it, but not believe it. So There are, again, many different ways, several different ways you can put the Word of God to use. But the more you put it to use in your life, and the more you help and encourage the members of your family to do the same, the more the Word of God will bless you. Now, understand this. We live in a world full of weapons of mass distraction, things that will pull you away from the more important thing. Now, remember, one of the high priorities for every believer, every serious disciple in the world, is to open the Word of God every day. That means sometimes you need to turn off all your electronic devices. Sometimes set your cell phone down and turn off the MP3 player and turn the TV off and turn some of the other things off and spend time one-on-one with your Heavenly Father. So again, you can put the Word of God to work in your life in these ways. Now remember this, the benefits are tremendous. And the sad reality is the reason people don't read the Bible more is they don't realize the huge benefit of reading it every day. So let me just say right offhand here, if you're not reading at least 3 chapters in your Bible every day, today is a good day to start. But to every parent listening, parents, I want to encourage you to start helping each of your children, if they can read, guide and encourage them to read 3 chapters as well. Sometimes you just tell your children, Johnny, Debbie, Susie, Bobby, come read for Mom, come read for Dad. And now sometimes they may act like it's paining them to do that because they want to be doing other things, watch TV or play video games or whatever else they may have on their mind. But remember this, one of the most fruitful things that will bless your child more than anything else they do in the course of a day is read God's Word. Why? Because remember, when they're reading the Word of God, it's pouring grace, peace, strength, power, and light into the mind and the heart of any individual and in the mind and the heart of a child. And nothing will bless your child more than the powerful Word of God. So let's make it a priority, every parent, to do that for your children. For those of you that are maybe one day will be parents-to-be, one of the wisest things you can do as a parent is make this a high priority to help your kids get into God's Word every single day. It's really something I'm really not able to overemphasize. It is so critical. It is so, so critical. So again, 7 ways we can use the Word daily: read it, hear it, believe it, speak it, obey it, pray it, and meditate on it. All 7 are very fruitful. All of them will bless you if you put the Word to work in these ways. Father, thank you, Lord, for your Word. Thank you for the fact that your Word will bless us and empower us as we make it a priority to read it every day. Lord, I pray that you'll move on the heart of every single listener to make it one of the high priorities of their day, to start reading at least 3 chapters in the Bible every day and thus receive the blessing, the great benefit, the great encouragement, the great empowerment that comes from filling their hearts and their minds with your Word. And Lord, help us to recognize that if we think we're so busy that we don't have time, help us to see the need to put other things off and maybe to quit some things or stop some other things, because we need to recognize that nothing comes before you and your Word in our lives. Lord, help us to be wise enough to learn to turn off many of these weapons of mass distraction, the things that will pull us away, that would keep us from reading your Word. And help us to make time. Help us to know, Lord, that as we read your Word, you, our Heavenly Father, the Creator of the universe, are spending time one-on-one with us as you speak words of wisdom, words of counsel, words of strength, words of encouragement. And help every parent listening to know that as we help our children to do the same, they will be strengthened, enriched, empowered, and that you, by your Word, will be working on them to bless them in ways that they will be blessed, that they will be helped for the rest of their lives. Lord, help us to never underestimate how important it is for us to help our children to get into your Word every single day. Our children, our grandchildren, and other children we have a chance to touch their lives by. We thank you and we praise you. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. You're listening to the Hour of Intercession as we look at the topic, turning your family on to the Word of God. We'll be right back.
One of the more emotional times on our tour of Israel is when we go to the house of Caiaphas. This is where Jesus Christ was held the night before his appearance before Pilate. And we see the dungeon where he was held. And it's just a very striking thing to be there knowing our Lord suffered in this way and was treated in this way. That's one of the places we'll visit, is the house of Caiaphas, where the trial took place as well. Well, for more information on our tour of Israel and all the places we'll see and all the places we'll go, it's going to be a wonderful time with brothers and sisters from around the country. Our phone number is 800-FAMILIES, 800-FAMILIES, F-A-M-I-L-I-E-S, 1-800-FAMILIES, option 5 for more information. Or if you want to go on the internet, twholyland.com. Go to the website, twholyland.com. Come see the land of the Bible with us in March.
Christians often get a bad reputation for thinking we're better than other people. We're often accused of pretending to be holier than thou. But when you really consider what we're actually saying when we say we're Christians, the opposite should be true. When I say that I'm a Christian, what does it mean if it doesn't mean I'm openly admitting that I'm a sinner incapable of pleasing God? When I say that I'm a Christian, what does it mean if it doesn't mean there was one perfect person who lived a life I never could and paid a debt I truly owed? When I say that I'm a Christian, I'm far from better than anyone else. In fact, when I say that I'm a Christian, I'm saying I deserve death and eternal separation from God because of my sin. It should humble each and every one of us when we say we're Christians. The truth of the matter is, Christianity doesn't make you perfect. It publicly acknowledges you're not. With a heart for the urban family, I'm today's urban woman, Miki Addison. Go deeper at urbanfamilytalk.com.
Back to Genesis with Dr. John Morris, creation seminar speaker at the Institute for Creation Research. Dr. Morris, any evidence for creation from the solar system?
Yes, there are, Chris. In fact, quite a few. One of the ICR physicists, Dr. Russ Humphreys, made a prediction a few years ago before the exploration of Jupiter by satellite. He had developed a theory of the magnetic field of planets in the solar system based on the Bible. And the satellite found the evidence fit his model and not the evolutionary model of long ages. In particular, Europa, one of the moons of Jupiter, has an Earth-like magnetic field, but it's tilted 80 degrees away from the spin axis. This pretty much proves that the magnetic field is not produced by fluid currents in the moon's interior, as is postulated by long-agers for Earth. As a matter of fact, the Earth's dipole magnetic field is decaying so fast, soon it's going to be gone. It couldn't be the result of events millions of years ago, and that's the Back to Genesis truth.
Thanks for tuning in to Back to Genesis.
The music of Marvin Sapp, the song Teach My Hands to War. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on Urban Family Talk. Again, as always, we appreciate you being a part of our listening family. I'd like to deal with a question that's in the Cherubim specifically, or an encouragement. It's encouraging the importance of, or wants me to address the importance of men helping to turn their families onto the Word of God. Now, and you know, that's a wonderful point. You know, a man is to be the God-ordained head of his home as Christ is the head of the church. And it clearly should be a major goal in the life of every husband, every dad, to encourage his wife and encourage his family, get into the Word every day. In fact, it's wise to encourage, husbands and wives to read the Words often together. And also parents to bring the children in, have them come in the living room sometime, or when you're riding in the vehicle, have them read the Word of God out loud. Why? Because it's so important. It is so important to get into God's Word every single day. So I want to encourage every dad listening, Dad, one of your high priorities as a Christian father is to help and encourage your wife and your children to get into the Word of God every day. Now, Mom, if you happen to be a single mom, again, you as the head of your home under Christ, encourage your children, guide and teach and help your children to read the Word every day, because remember, so many good things happen in the heart and the life of any person, adult or child, that will read the Word of God every single day. So that's an important goal to pursue. So again, we're looking today at the topic of turning your family on to the Word of God. And, you know, keep in mind, some of the most effective ways to do that is obviously do it yourself. Every dad, every mom, again, every husband, every wife, you read the Word of God for yourself. Don't tell the other members of your family and encourage them to do it and you not do it. You should be a good role model so that they see you sometimes reading the Word of God, and sometimes bringing the family on a regular basis, bringing them together in family devotion time to read the Word together, maybe around the dinner table, maybe as you're driving down the road, have the children to read out loud, or whichever spouse is driving, the other one can read out loud. But reading the Word should be an important part of your life. Now, let me say this too. Nothing is to ever replace the reading of God's Word. However, in addition to having the written Word of God and reading it, I would encourage every single listener, every person tuned in today, get an audio Bible of some sort. Now, if you want information about how to easily get one, I'd be glad to, contact me by way of email and I can give you some recommendations. But you can get an app on your phone that'll help you along that line. But keep in mind, it's so important to note, too, that like if you get an audio Bible and you listen to it on a regular basis, it will bless your socks off. And let me explain why. When you turn on, for example, your audio Bible in the morning when you're getting ready to go to work or getting ready to go to school, when the children are getting ready, you can cover a lot of ground listening even while you're doing something else. So whether you have an audio Bible on your phone or wherever, through whatever means you use, listening to it is very important. I have an interesting memory from childhood that when my children were small, we had Proverbs on tape, and we would listen to Proverbs on a pretty regular basis. And there was one particular verse that would say, "Do you like honey? Don't eat too much of it, or it'll make you sick," with that particular translation. Well, I remember that, and the children, they found that funny, and they would sometimes just quote it out loud. "Do you like honey? Don't eat too much, or it'll make you sick." But they were getting the Word of God into their minds and their hearts. And so it's a good, good thing to help fill your children's hearts and minds with God's Word. Let me say this, in all seriousness, every parent listening, but not only parents, but those of you that have a chance to work with and minister to young people, one more reason why you need to encourage your children and help to be God's tool to turn them on to the Word of God, to set them on fire with God's Word, is because remember this, God's Word is pure light. Yet we live in a world that's full of darkness. And the fact is, sadly, we have many adults and children that consume large amounts of darkness through television, through the things they see and watch and read on the internet, through video games, through movies, lots and lots of darkness is literally pumped and poured into the minds and the hearts of so many people because of the nature of our culture today. And understand this, darkness gives the devil more and more room to bring damage, destruction, and trouble and death into the lives of people. And even you think of, for example, we live in a culture where that's really glorifying death. You find people that wear clothing with skull and crossbones. Well, what's behind that? It's a culture of death. We find that people think abortion is no big deal, sadly, because, again, we live in a culture of death. We see people being shot in the streets in high numbers, whether it's black-on-black crime or just crime, period. Large numbers of murders in large cities and in rural communities, too. Why? Because, sadly, in many ways, our culture encourages a culture of death. Well, you might say, well, what can we do to turn that around? Well, one thing you can do is to consume the Word of God for yourself, because that's pouring light into your mind and your heart. Remember, people that do things that emanate from darkness, they do them because many times they're full of darkness. On the other hand, when you go to the Word of God and when you read the Word of God and fill your heart and your mind with God's Word, it causes you to not only have light in your mind and your heart, but also it helps you to walk in the light. You will think thoughts that line up with the Word of God and the will of God and the kingdom of God, because God's kingdom is a kingdom of light. So do you want to walk in the kingdom of God? Stay in the Word of God. God's Word will bless you. It pours grace, peace, mercy, and joy in your mind, your heart, and your life. Parents, there's nothing your children need more. So don't ever make the mistake, the big mistake of thinking, well, my children, I don't want to push them too hard. Again, you can take 15 minutes with your children every day, parents, to have them read, and it will be probably the most productive thing your children will do all day long. Why? Because they're spending time one-on-one with their Heavenly Father. Parents, we've got to be serious about this. We need to be serious about what's important, what's not. You know, there are many things we all fill up our time with, but the fact is there are some things that really don't amount to much at all. You know, entertainment has a place in our society, but it really should be a very small place. Yet, sadly, we live in a culture that worships entertainment to a fault, to a major fault. One of the reasons why entertainers are some of the highest paid people in our culture is because we put so much time and energy and effort into entertainment. People pay large amounts of money to go to concerts and to buy big screen TVs and to buy electronic devices that allow you to be entertained. And again, not that they're necessarily wrong, but the fact is we worship entertainment to a fault. Again, if we would turn off the TVs and turn off the internet and turn off the MP3 players and turn off the video game some and open God's powerful word, it will pour grace, peace, strength, and power into your mind and your heart. And the fact is also, it helps you to walk in the peace of God. For many people, one of the great problems in their lives is they're full of darkness, and therefore, many times they have no peace. They have no joy. They feel empty. They feel down. They feel depressed. God's word answers all those problems. God's word answers every one of those problems I just mentioned. And I think of this, the tragedy of suicide that is so, so prevalent in our society, both amongst teenagers, amongst adults, in the military, in so many different professions. Suicide is so high. Well, again, there are many, many tragic problems that lead to suicide. But sadly, there are at least two problems always present in suicide. Number one, too much darkness has accumulated in the life of that person. And number two, that person has been deceived. God's word speaks to both of them. Remember this, if you as a believer, if you read the Word of God every day, you're pouring light into your mind and your heart. And you know, light in great enough volume can always chase away darkness. Understand, darkness is the absence of light. Darkness can exist because of the absence of light. But when you put light into that circumstance, it chases the darkness away. Fill up your heart and your life on the Word of God. You know, Genesis chapter 1 is a powerful chapter, and it lays out the story of creation. It's a wonderful chapter to read on a regular basis. And when you just simply read it out loud, it'll bless you because it reminds you of the bigness of God, the power of God, the wisdom of God, all that he did to create the world. And so, and also it debunks so many of these lies and myths that are taught too often in public schools. We didn't come from monkeys and bugs and, you know, primordial slime. God made us men and women in the image of God. Yet the lies of the world are what many people think are true. But the word of God will set you straight. The Bible says you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. God's word will help us help you know what's true and what's not true. But also, I think of this, the Ten Commandments are found in the book of Exodus chapter 20 and Deuteronomy chapter 5. They're listed in their entirety in two different places. I would encourage everybody listening, memorize the Ten Commandments. It doesn't take long to memorize them. And also, pray them every day. Parents, to every parent listening, I would encourage you to pray with your children every day, because not only do they lay out truth, they lay out the will of God. And actually, the Ten Commandments in principle covers every part of life, but also they help us to know what's right, what's wrong, what honors God, what doesn't honor God, what's good for you and what's not good for you. Because remember, God doesn't ever say to do something or not do something because he wants to cramp your style. God always tells you to do something or to not do something because basically he's saying, I love you so much, so don't do this because it'll hurt you. And he says, I love you so much, do this because it'll bless you. Every commandment is meant to be a great, great, great blessing to you. So don't run from the Word of God. Run to the Word of God because it will bless you tremendously. So make it your goal to do that. So reading the Word of God every day is so important. Again, husbands and wives, encourage each other. Ask each other on a regular basis to, how's your Bible reading coming in? Sometimes just volunteer, hey, can I read a chapter out loud to you? Or maybe sometimes say, would you read a chapter out loud to me? Because you'll bless them tremendously. Now, parents, for those of you that have children that are adults that maybe live far away, call them up sometime and just say, hey, would you read a chapter out loud to me on the phone? Now, if they think that sounds childlike, say, hey, humor me, read for me anyway, please. And you find that if they'll do it, and often they will, it will bless them as well as bless you. Because obviously, parents, whether they fully realize it or not, a parent likes to hear the voice of their children, all of their children. And so when you're reading the Word of God, you're blessing them, and hearing their voice will bless you too. So it's good to know, too, you will bless them tremendously, but also challenge and encourage them to start reading 3 chapters a day. It will bless them tremendously. Lord, thank you for every person listening today. Thank you, Lord, for the fact that it's really very simple for us to decide that we're going to simply sit down and open your word and spend time with you one-on-one. Lord, set us on fire with the spirit that would encourage us to be both diligent students of your word and persons that are committed to encouraging people everywhere we go to read your word as well. Help us to know, Lord, that as we encourage others to read it, it will bless them tremendously. And many of those same people, as we challenge them to start reading your word every day, they will take the ball and run with it, and many of them will do it and start doing it and will do it for the rest of their lives. Lord, what an awesome opportunity you give us to bless people by simply challenging them to get into the Word of God. And Lord, help us to know, Lord, that for so many people, they don't have to go out and buy anything. They just simply need to blow the dust off the Bible in their house and start reading it, and it will bless them greatly. Lord, help us as parents and grandparents and uncles and aunts, do what we can to encourage the young people in our lives to get into your word. What a blessing. What an opportunity to turn others on to your word. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. You're listening to the Hour of Intercession. We're looking at the topic of turning your family on to the word of God. We'll be right back.
The gay agenda, Islam, liberation theology, aggressive socialism. You ask yourself, how should I respond to these attacks on my Christian faith? How can I share Christ in a sinful culture? Hello, I'm John Nyhoff, president of Wesley Biblical Seminary in Jackson, Mississippi. An online Master of Arts in Apologetics from WBS will prepare you to defend and share your faith in an increasingly hostile world. Wesley Biblical Seminary, where faith and learning challenge culture. WBS.edu.
My name's Caleb. My pride made me believe that my addiction was my business, that I can face it on my own. But at Teen Challenge, I found people I can trust, and with their help, I broke free from my addiction.
If you know an adult or teenager who's struggling with a chemical addiction, Teen Challenge can help. Call us today at 417-581-2181 or reach us online at teenchallengeusa.com. This is Urban Family Talk.
Dr. Tony Evans says a lot of people want to get close to God, but not too close. What do we miss with an attitude like that? He explains as we spend 2 minutes with Tony.
The book of Haggai is written to the returning Jews who are now returning back in Israel for over 15 years. Verse 2, the time has not yet come, even the time for the house of the Lord to be rebuilt. When asked why, the people said, we don't have time. Not dealing with the temple was major. In the temple was where the glory of God came, where God sat in the midst of his people. Many of us came to church today with God in the vicinity, but we're gonna go home and he's still not in the midst. And there's a big difference. God in the vicinity is, he's good to everybody. God is good all the time, and all the time, God is good. That's the vicinity. God in the temple, in the midst is, he been good to me. He came through for me. He answered my prayer. Now, I don't know about you, but I don't want God just in the vicinity. I want him in the temple, that is, in the midst, where the manifest presence of God was, which was the experience of God. The temple represented God.
If you want to see God's power and presence restored in our country, get a copy of Dr. Evans' book, America. It explores the Bible's plan to restore justice, morality, strength, and freedom to our country, and what it means to be a citizen of heaven living in a place called America. Get a copy today by visiting us at tonyevans.org. Then be sure to join us next time for 2 Minutes with Tony.
Get our attention to prove he is enough.
Music of Mandisa, the song God Speaking. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on Urban Family Talk. And you know, as it relates to the topic of God speaking, you know, sometimes people will say, I wish God would talk to me. You know, God's talking to us all the time, and he talks mainly through his word. And so if you want to hear from God, open the Bible, and as much as you read, you can hear from God as much as you want to. But also, God speaks to you by his Spirit every day as well, much and much of the time. The more you spend time in the word of God, the louder the voice of the Holy Spirit gets in your life, where you can hear more and more clearly. So reading the word of God is so, so important. I want to say we really do appreciate Cavell joining us in the Churban today. And we're grateful to have all of our listeners again by way of Africa TV and the Churban as well, and all of our listeners through the stations and by way of the internet as well, and all of the means too. Thank God for each and every one of you. So again, we're looking today at the topic of turning your family onto the precious word of God. Now, I want to really emphasize this. Parents, every parent listening, remember, it's good for you to help your children read the word of God, even if they act like they don't like it or enjoy it. Don't be fooled. Understand this. Having your children read the word of God, even when they are resistant, is important. Just like, for example, you make them eat their greens, you make them brush their teeth. Why? It's good for them. And I think of, in particular, my youngest son, in years gone by, sometimes I'd have him to read. And it's funny for me to think about this. Sometimes I tell him to read. Dad, I don't feel like it. Come on, read anyway. Dad, I'm tired. Come on, read anyway. Well, and then you get to reading, and you could tell in the tone of his voice. The tone of his voice was telling me, I don't want to do this, Dad, and I'm resisting this, but I'm going to read it because you're telling me. But you know, time and time again, basically every time, sooner or later, his voice would lighten up, and after a while, you could tell he was getting into it, and he'd stop and say, Dad, why do you say that? Why did that lady do this? Why did this? In other words, the questions let you know the Spirit of God was working on him, and the Word was working on him too. So the Word will work on the heart and the mind of your child. In fact, understand this. Children have a natural openness to the gospel. That's why it's so wise for us to introduce the gospel to our children at a very young age, because it's not hard for a child to make the decision to receive Christ as their Lord and Savior. And along with that, as you have them to read the Word of God, the Spirit of God will work on them through the Word. When they're reading the Word of God, they're taking in the Spirit of God. Jesus said, the words that I speak to you, they are spirit and they are life. When you're reading the Word of God, you're receiving this more and more of the essence of the Spirit of God too. And remember, the Holy Spirit always brings blessing with us. Remember this about the Word of God. God's Word is pregnant with the ability to bless. And so, again, for people, again, the most powerful weapon in the world against suicide is the Word of God. That's why parents were so wise to help our children to read the Word of God, because that light that's pouring into their mind and their heart will fortify them against all the tools the devil would ever try to use to bring suicidal thoughts and ideas into their mind and their heart. Remember, God's Word is the answer to everything, every challenge, every problem, every difficulty. In direct statement or in principle, God's Word covers everything. It covers absolutely everything, every issue, every topic, every concern. So reading God's Word helps you to be a smarter person. It helps you to be a wiser individual as well. And so it's so important that you make it one of the high priorities of your life to spend time in God's Word, because as you do, it's the tool that will help you to walk in the will of God. It helps you walk more and more in the perfect will of God in your life. It helps you to conform to the call of God upon your life, and it helps you to be what God puts you in the world to be and do. It helps you to line up with your purpose. I think of this specifically in the book of Psalms, Psalm 1. It's a short psalm, but it's a powerful psalm. Interesting that this is the first psalm, and it says these words. Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the path of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord. And in his law he meditates day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that brings forth its fruit in its season, whose leaf also shall not wither, and whatever he does shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind drives away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. Now remember, it's good to just read the Word of God, because it's truth. But also, it's very important to not just read it, but to meditate on it as well. What does it mean to meditate on the Word of God? It means to mull over it in your mind and to think about it and really pay attention to what God's Word says. You know, one of the tragedies for many believers is many believers aren't paying enough attention to the promises found in God's Word. Because when you find a promise, you can take that and say, God, this is your word, what your word says, and I'm believing you for it, and I'm holding you to your word. You know, not only is that not disrespectful, God likes for us to do that. You know why? Because it allows you to put the power of the Word of God to work in your life. For example, in Psalm 1, one of the promises there, it says, for example, in verse 3 again, it says, he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that brings forth its spring, brings forth its fruit in its season, whose leaf also shall not wither, and whatever he does shall prosper. Now, some people might read that and say, well, you know, that just doesn't seem true for me because there are lots of things I do and I fall flat on my face. Don't say that. When you agree with God, you are never lying. When you agree with God, you're speaking truth. And as you speak the truth and you agree with the truth and you stand on the promises of God's word, keep speaking it, keep meditating on it, and the manifestation will come. So you're wise to decide every day of your life to say, whatever I do prospers, whatever I do prospers, whatever I do prospers, God's word says so, so I take it as truth. That's how you allow the power of God to be working in your life. Because again, when you agree with God, you're never lying. When you disagree with God, you are lying, okay? So God's word is truth that you can put to work in your life. And more you'll see the manifestation of that truth as you stand on it, you believe it, and you act on it. Expect that God will bless the things that you do, that he will prosper you, because the word says so. Another well-known psalm, Psalm 23, says, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. That too is a promise. So meditate on that over and over again. Think on it and say, Lord, you said in your word, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. So, Lord, I'm trusting you. I'm standing on that promise, Lord. I'm believing you, Lord, that I shall not be in want. Hold God to his word. Do you know God likes that? Because he knows, in fact, the word of God tells us that without faith, it's impossible to please him. Act like God's word is true. Don't just read it to say you've read it. Act like you believe it's true, because it is. And the promises will bless you all over the place. Remember, the Bible says, the just shall live by faith, confidence in the powerful word of God. Read the word of God, speak the promises of God's word. In fact, one of the very great and important activities in the life of every believer should be speaking the word of God. Your words are powerful. In fact, you are the prophet of your own life. Every day, as you learn to regularly speak the promises of God's word, that's how you put your faith to work. And the manifestation of the power behind God's word comes to bear in your life more and more. Speak the word of God. What happens is so many times people speak contrary to the word of God. Never speak contrary to God's word, because God's word is truth. And as you agree with it, it will always, always bless you. So make it your goal to take the promises of God and speak them over your life on a regular basis. Parents, teach your children to do the same thing. Speak promises over your life. By his stripes, I was healed. You know, when you feel illness trying to come on your body, don't say you're about to catch something, or don't say the flu's going around and you're going to get it. Say, by his stripes I was healed in Jesus' name. And say, I'm staying healthy. I'm not going to catch anything. Speak promises based on the word of God and then line up with the word of God. That's putting the power of God's word to work. Now, for people that say, well, that sounds like what they teach in this denomination or that denomination, don't be silly about things like that. If it's biblical, forget denomination. What's important is, does the word of God say it? If the word of God says it, it's true, and you should adopt it. You know, the fact is, some denominational families, they emphasize one truth over another. But remember, if it's biblical, accept it and stand on it. If it's not biblical, throw it out. It's not worth keeping if it doesn't line up with the word of God. So be a student of the word of God. Be one who reads and meditates on the word daily. Parents, help teach and train your children to read the Word of God every day as well. Also, make it your goal to speak the promises of God's Word every single day. The Lord is my light and my salvation, from Psalm 27. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? You don't have to live in fear. You can live in faith and confidence and trust in God. Like, make it your goal throughout the day, several times a day, to say, Lord, I trust you. Lord, I trust you. When fear tries to come upon you, say, Lord, I trust you. I won't walk in fear. I will walk in faith. I will trust you, Lord. Because remember, when you speak the word of God, you release the power of God. Again, our words are much more powerful than most people seem to realize. You should make it a goal to speak in line with God's word all the time. That's what releases the power of God in some wonderful and powerful, powerful ways. So I want to encourage you, as we draw our time to a close, to pray for God to bless you as you seek to be God's vessel to turn your family on to the word of God. Pray that God will, in fact, pray the prayer of Jabez over your ability to turn your family onto the word of God. And not just your family, but your friends and your coworkers and your fellow church members, the people in whose circles you run. Because remember this, any person that will consistently read the word of God, this habit will bless them tremendously. And many believers, though, that you and I know, no one has ever turned them on to the word. No one has ever taught them the importance of reading the word of God. And for many believers, the reason they're so spiritually weak and anemic is because they don't have the word of God in their hearts, their minds. Let's be God's vessels through which he can work to turn more and more people on in our home, in our own families, and in the world around us to the wonderful, powerful word of God. Lord, thank you for the wonderful gift of your word. Thank you for how that your word will bless us, strengthen us, and encourage us and empower us to be what he wants us to be. Lord, anoint us afresh with the spirit of wisdom that would encourage us to be vessels that you would work through every day to turn people onto the word. Lord, help us where at home and in our marriage and with our children, but not just there. Help us wherever we go to be your vessel to encourage people to get into the word. Help us to regularly ask people, are they reading the word? Encourage them to read 3 chapters a day. Encourage them to make this a high priority in their lives. Thank you for the opportunity to do that. We love you. We bless you. We praise you. We thank you. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Thanks again for listening. We appreciate you listening in as we've been looking at the topic of turning your family on to the word of God. Join us again next time for the Hour of Intercession.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast do not necessarily reflect those of Urban Family Talk, Urban Family Communications, or American Family Association.
Urban Family Talk. Urban Family Talk.